Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Blessed Trinity Sunday. On this feast day, we might approach the Trinity as a theological doctrine, or as a mystery, or my favorite way, as a relationship, the Trinity as a relationship, and as a community. One triune God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is a sacred relational reality, a Trinity, a co-eternal, interconnected, holy relationship. And if we consider the Trinity as a holy relationship, as a beloved community, then this is a community that is inviting and drawing and transforming us and all persons. The Trinity is inviting and drawing and transforming us and all persons and all creation into beloved community with one another and with God, God's self as Trinity. So poet and priest John Donne wrote that the Trinity is bones to philosophy, but milk to faith. So with all of its mysteriousness and beauty and complexity, perhaps the Trinity is best approached with the heart. And poets, mystics, and artists can help us with our heart approach. One artistic interpretation of the Trinity can be found on the back of your service leaflet, and I invite you to turn there now and to stay there for the rest of this homily time together. The final page of your leaflet, and if you are joining us online, you can scroll down to the bottom of the electronic leaflet and you will see the image there. This representation of the Trinity is an icon created in the 15th century by the Russian icon writer Andrei Rublev. And this icon has two names, the Holy Trinity, and it's also known as the Hospitality of Abraham, because this icon is inspired by the story from the book of Genesis, when the Lord appears as three strangers, arriving at the home of Abraham and Sarah by the oaks of Mamre. And see, look in the background of that icon. You can see Abraham and Sarah's home, and you can see an oak tree there. We might remember this story, right? So Sarah and Abraham receive their three visitors and offer them hospitality. And then the Lord, these three guests, the Lord, speaks to Abraham and Sarah, delivering the message that they will have a child. Now we will hear this reading, we will hear this passage from Genesis in just a few weeks. It's coming up in our lectionary cycle. So what the icon writer Andrei Rublev has done here is to create a visual representation of this Genesis appearance of the Lord as three persons, inviting us to pray with this image as an icon of the Holy Trinity. Now, a religious icon is different from a painting. Icons are soaked in prayer, and they are created for prayer. The creators of icons pray and pray and pray before they ever pick up a pencil or a brush. And then they continue to pray while they paint. And the icons that are born out of those prayers are meant to be sources and inspirations of prayer for us. We pray with icons, not to icons. We are not praying to an image, but rather to God through that image. So a religious icon is an invitation, a window into prayer and into a deeper relationship with God. Now, if you are interested in icons and in praying with icons, I recommend this little book. It's called The Dwelling of the Light, Praying with Icons of Christ, and it's by the former Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams. And I'll have it with me at the back of the church after service if you'd like to see it. I'll bring it downstairs to coffee hour. But I'd like to read a short passage from Rowan Williams about icons. An icon is a surface. You can't walk around it, but only look at it and hopefully through it. The icon insists that you do not treat it as an object with which you share a bit of space. In the icon, what you see is human beings and situations as they are in the light of God's action. An icon does not seek for photographic realism. Like the lines of a diagram, the lines of an icon tell you what it is in the subject matter that is significant, that conveys God's working. And you need to look and pray with that in mind, to look patiently and not analytically, and allow yourself to be worked on. Perhaps we should say, allow yourself to be looked at by God, rather than just looking at something yourself. So let's look at this icon together, patiently, as Rowan Williams says. Let's take a few moments to look at and pray with this icon of the Trinity together. And as we look and pray, I will start with a brief moment of silence, and then I'll offer a meditation with some questions for us to consider now and in the days ahead. Let us pray with this icon of the Holy Trinity. Notice the three figures. Look at their eyes. Where are the eyes of each person looking? Look at their body posture, the inclination of each person's head and neck and shoulders, the positions of their hands and of the feet of the two figures on the right and the left. In religious icons, body language, especially hands, feet, and eyes, communicate a lot about the holy action represented. What do the body posture, the hands, feet, and eyes hear say to you about the Holy Trinity, about God as three in one? Now notice the table where the figures are sitting, and notice what is on the table. Notice the person in the center and how they are holding their right hand. What does this table remind you of? Notice the open place at the front of the table. What would it feel like for you to approach this table? What does it feel like to be invited and welcomed to this table and into holy, loving relationship with God, the Trinity, who is holy, loving relationship? continuing to gaze at this icon, let's close this time of meditation together with a poem by Carrie Purcell Collar. This is called After Rublev's Trinity. Each face turned toward a face at table, leaving always a space for one more. An open door to run through when someone can't quite make it home on their own. Though the wings work, humans haven't got them, and it's hard to converse from heights, so in one hand, a staff to lean on. The other hand ever reaches down. Amen.